Former State Senator Cal Cunningham says he is no longer running for lieutenant governor and is instead running in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate next year for the seat held by Republican Tom Tillis. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
For much of the year, national Democrats have been searching for a high-profile candidate to challenge Tillis. Attorney General Josh Stein said no. Former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox has ruled out a run. In Charlotte, State Senator Jeff Jackson has declined to enter the race. Cal Cunningham says he changed races after being encouraged by North Carolina voters, as well as the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee in Washington.
The road kept leading back to how we deal with the biggest obstacles to solving those problems here at home, which is why we kept having discussions about the political corruption and the fact that Washington is vastly out of touch.
The other Democrats running are Mecklenburg Commissioner Trevor Fuller and State Senator Erica Smith of Northampton County. Cunningham of Lexington was elected to the state Senate in 2000 when he was 27. He didn't seek re-election in part due to redistricting. After 9/11, he joined the Army Reserves and later served in Iraq as an Army prosecutor. He lost to Secretary of State Elaine Marshall in the 2010 U.S. Senate Democratic primary. Marshall later lost to Republican Richard Burr. Cunningham hasn't held elected office in 17 years, but he says that won't be a problem.
I think that voters generally are hungry for a whole diverse set of life experiences that are reflective of their life experiences.
He now heads a Raleigh-based environmental consulting firm, Waste Zero.
The last 6 years have been building a business, making payroll every 2 weeks, making sure that people are taken care of.
Cunningham had raised more than $300,000 for his lieutenant governor campaign, but he can't automatically transfer that money to his Senate campaign. He must first coordinate any transfer with each donor. Tillis has so far attracted one primary challenger from retired Raleigh businessman Garland Tucker. Tucker has attacked Tillis for not supporting President Trump enough. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.